streaming live from the Pride 48 studios. It's Geeky Gay coming at you with your host, Adam. I should really write this down. I'm joined here this evening by my fabulous co-host. Oh, wait, that's a different show. I don't have a co-host. It's just me on this little show. My name is Adam, and I am going to call myself the Geeky Gay. There are lots of geeky gays, but I got the website, ladies and gentlemen, so that's all me. This is day 5, I think, of the November podcasting month, and I'm not going to try to pronounce that name. Napo poo poo platter mafucka doodle do, something like that. So I wanted to make an announcement, first of all. I have a feed now. I have not submitted it to iTunes because I don't know that this piece of crap is worth being listed in any directories. But for those of you that want to listen to my rantings and ravings and musings and such, it's going to be feeds. Man, I can't talk. It's going to be feeds.feedburner.com/geekygay. All one word. Word to your mama. Anyway, so I just wanted to start out by, you know, and I make a lot of mouth noises. I don't know. And I usually cut them out and those are going to clip. And I've been having some noise issues. So if anybody knows why all of a sudden now all my hissiness is back and like I use the noise removal and then I level it. Because you're supposed to do noise removal first. For those of you who don't know, I'm going to give a little podcasting 101. So I use Audacity, which is what a lot of people use on Windows. And the first thing that you're supposed to do is select a portion of your audio that doesn't have anything going on. No talking, no music, no nothing. And you get your noise level. You go in Audacity under effects and go to noise removal. And then you select your little area of no talking, no music, and you say get noise profile. You click on get noise profile or whatever that button says. If you go in there, you'll know what I'm talking about. And after you do that, you go back, which I think is silly. I think Audacity should really have it as one process automated where you could select a little piece, click one button, it grab the noise profile, and then remove the noise from the whole thing. I think that should be an option. It should just be one button click, but you know, they probably don't listen to me at Audacity. But anyway, so you're supposed to do that first. That's like one of the first things that you're supposed to do, which is what I've always done. But for some reason, every time I change my setup, things work a little bit differently. You know, different rooms, different mic setup, whatever, whatever. And, you know, I was using USB for my mixer, and now I'm using analog, so that could make a difference. But anyway, I do that now. So the order is noise removal, do your editing, you know, truncate your silence if you want to do that, remove whatever you want to remove. And then your last step, and usually for like DI Plus, we do not do it for the opener or the closer, but you want to level it. And what Daniel and I suggest is that you use a program called Levelator because it's better than Audacity. But you export to a wave whatever audio you want to level. And basically what that does is it just brings everything to a consistent level. So if you have multiple people talking and one of them's quieter than the other one, or someone yells halfway through the middle, it just makes it so basically the way Daniel describes it is if you're driving down the road in a car, it brings everything to the same level. So you don't have really quiet parts that maybe you can't hear and then really loud, you know, parts that hurt your ears. But what I found is, and I never had this problem before, but so you're supposed to noise removal at the front, levelate at the back is sort of the order that you do it. And what I found here lately is that I will remove the noise, but when I levelate it, it's increasing the volume of my silent parts to the point that I'm getting hissiness back. So I'm having to level it a second time after I do the, or I'm having to noise remove a second time after I levelate it to get rid of the noise again. So if any of you have any ideas, I'm sure Mr. Brewer has ideas on that, and I can talk to him offline, but I'm not sure why it's happening. And I think maybe my setup is a little bit hissier. You know, I don't know why, but my computer is, you know, closer maybe to the microphone, so I'm getting some noise from that. Maybe my volume to begin with. One tip that I will give people is I find that you want to make yourself as loud as possible without clipping. And Daniel may disagree with this, but I found that for noise purposes, if you make yourself as loud as possible without clipping, when you're watching your waveform or whatever on your recording, that brings you to a much higher volume than the noise, right? So then you remove the noise, and for some reason that works a little bit better because your noise floor is a lot lower than your speaking. Because what can happen if your noise is really loud, it will go in and it will remove the noise, but it has a lot of problems removing noise that goes on over or during your speaking. So you'll sound crunchy because every time you talk, there'll be kind of a, you know, depending on how loud the noise was. So I've gone on way too long about that, but I've been having issues and it's been sounding noisy and it's been bothering me. So I'm trying to correct that, and I don't know why I'm having issues, but there's your audio lesson of the day. You want to remove noise. You want to, you know, do your truncate silence and all of that. Then you want to levelate. You want to get yourself as loud as you can in comparison to your noise. So listen to it without talking or playing any music, and then make sure that you are way above that. But basically, I try to get my volume as close to, you know, as close to the maximum volume I can get without clipping, basically. I'm sure there is a much more scientific way to describe that, and I don't know what it is, but basically what I know is I look at the waveform on Audacity, and I want my peaks to be as close to the top and bottom of the little doomahickey as possible. And man, that is technical. So I wanted to talk about, I went to Walmart. First of all, I got some contact, and I was talking about, you know, everyone thinking on Google Plus that I need to just masturbate. It should be the Adam Daily Masturbate podcast, basically. And I got some comments, you know, saying that, yes, you should, you know, that should be it. Well, I got a comment that from, let's see, let me expand these comments here. I got a comment from Gary on Google Plus who says, your voice sounds sexy, so it doesn't matter what you say for people to think that. So basically what he's responding to is the fact that I said, why do you guys think that it's a sexy cast or whatever? You know, I'm just talking about my life. And he says that my voice just sounds sexy. Well, thank you, Gary. I'm glad that maybe I should be a phone sex operator. I'm always looking for new ways to make money in the evenings, so maybe I should do that. Scott, and I'm pretty sure Scott's last name, I thought it was McQueen, but I could be wrong. But he goes by Sater online. So I got a nasty comment from him. It says, Scott the Queen, you called me a queen? I'm a freaking Sater. How dare you? Unsubscribed. Wait, could you get a feed so I can subscribe and then unsubscribe? Well, I got a feed, Sater. It's feeds.feedburner.com/geekygay. And then Brother Sinatus says, I am an old queen in Denver who does want to see more of you nude. Oh, I hear you found some music. I've been using the same music from the beginning all the way up until today, so I don't know what that means, but I like old queens in Denver, so keep listening. And he's actually been listening. He used to listen to the Adam and Maddie show, and I think he listens to DI Plus now. And then I put out a comment today that I finally had a feed, and of course Mr. Brewer had to comment, and he says, took you long enough. Well, he thinks it takes me long enough to do everything like editing DI Plus, which won't be done until tonight, so you guys probably won't get it until Sunday morning. But I have to go out of town this afternoon, and I didn't have time this morning, so nah. So I wanted to talk about, I went to Walmart today. This is going to be a little bit longer one. I went to Walmart today, and it's amazing. I live very close to a college town, and there are a lot of hot guys. I mean, a lot of hot guys. And so even going to Walmart is like an erection experience. And maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm just horny all the time and I'm just boy crazy. But I mean, they have so many hot little twinky, little skinny looking, the kind that I like. I'm sorry, guys, if you don't fall into that. But I mean, it's just, we all have our types. But I go into Walmart and all the cashiers that are guys are like these little twinky, skinny, college, you know, perfect body looking, you know, what I want to go for. So I'm already halfway hard, you know, when I go in. Well, I'm walking over to get some candles. I mean, I know gay, right? And they're going to be vanilla buttercream scented as well. So, I mean, how gay can I get? But, so I walk over there and they have, well, the candles are next to the children's section. And I know you're thinking, where are you going with this? I mean, is this, where are you going with children and candles? But no, they have this setup going on, and I don't know why, but they have a Power Ranger display over next to the children's section where they have all these children lined up. Well, they have actual people dressed up as Power Rangers. Now, I don't know. First of all, are there actual actors who play the Power Rangers on a consistent basis? Is that cartoon or is that show still going? Because that started like way, way a long time ago. Seems like that came on when I was either in college or high school. So those are two questions. The third is, you never see the Power Rangers out of their uniform, right? And it has a full face mask, so anybody could play that part. So, was it the actual actors and actresses here at my local Walmart? Or was it just some people that they found on the side of the road and put in these costumes? I don't know. But my point is, Walmart is already, you know, an erection causer for me because of the college guys that work there. But these people, these Power Ranger costumes are the tightest fucking things I have ever seen in my life. I mean, it's obscene. I mean, if they bent over, you could probably count the rings on their asshole, basically. I mean, it's so, you can count pubic hairs. They're so tight, which was fine for me because let me tell you what, these guys were hot looking. I mean, they had tight little bodies and big bubble butts and like you could see the outline of their cock through the thing. And I mean, I was taking an extra long time at the candles and moving my way around the aisles really slowly to look at these Power Rangers. So, I mean, that gave Power Ranger a whole new meaning for me. And I guess I had never really, you know, I had never really watched Power Rangers before, but I didn't realize how sexual those costumes are. I mean, it's like, it's spandex, but it's not. So, spandex is so tight usually that if, you know, if you're soft, it'll like push your cock in and you don't get a really good outline of it unless you're hard. But it's kind of a mixture between spandex and a little bit softer fabric, and so you get it like a perfect outline of everything that they've got. And let me tell you, they had some. So I mean, I don't know. So yes, I get hard when I go to Walmart, and maybe it's just here. And I know if you look on that peopleofwalmart.com or whatever and you see all those crazy people who, you know, have goats with them and, you know, are wearing nasty t-shirts with holes and their pants are falling down and all kinds of stuff, you know. Well, yes, that does happen. But if you live near a college town and you go when the college boys are working, there can be some nice ones to look at. You know, I guess wherever I go, I'm boy crazy. I can't help it. I just look. So, yes, okay, once again, I'm talking about sex on my freaking, you know, podcast. Sorry about that, guys. I know it disappoints you, but there you go. I did not, however, go into the bathroom with any of the Power Rangers and do anything, which, you know, I would have liked to do. But they were busy with the children, and you know, I wouldn't want to take them away from their job. But I still wonder, are they just some college students that they got to dress up in those costumes? Or are there actual Power Ranger actors who need the job so badly that they go around to Walmart and take pictures with little crying babies and show the outline of their cock to gay boys who need some jerk-off material for later? I don't know, but inquiring minds want to know. So if you guys have any experience with Power Rangers at your local Walmart, you know, let me know, because I inquiring minds once again want to know what goes on. You know, it's an aside, the belt for those Power Ranger costumes actually sits above the waist, and I was thinking that's perfect, because if you have love handles and you're wearing that really tight costume, the belt can actually cinch in your love handles and work as kind of a girdle, so you look even hotter. You know, the kind of things that I think about, but, you know, whatever. So once again, guys and girls, if there are any girls listening, my feed is feeds.feedburner.com/geekygay. I have got the domain, and the site is just a generic Joomla site at the moment. I threw something up so that I could use a Joomla extension to create the feed, but because it's easier to upload the media files and everything. Anyway, I'm getting technical again. But this is called Geeky Gay now, so I guess I can be as technical as I want. But anyway, so there will be an actual website there at some point. And if I decide to continue this, it won't be an everyday thing. But I will kind of, it will be a personal journal type thing with the name Geeky Gay. So I hope everyone subscribes to this piece of shit. And I hope you're all happy now that there's a feed. I really want you guys to contact me. So, you know, send me a message on Google Plus or send me an email, adamburns.uk@gmail.com, and tell me about any experiences you've had with hotties at Walmarts or other stores, or characters from children's shows. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.